31 degrees here in Atlantic, and we look for it to be a mostly sunny sky today with a high of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And in the news, supporters of President Trump are planning rallies in four Iowa cities today. Organizers of the Spirit of America rallies across the country say their goal is to show that there's broad support for the president's agenda.
We just know how the last few years the middle class has become really crunched, higher taxes, lower wages, and he sees that and he wants to turn that around.
That's Tammy Kubza, a coordinator for the rallies in Davenport, Ottumwa, Des Moines, and Council Bluffs, who says the rallies will feature speakers, patriotic songs, and fellowship.
It's a very upbeat, family-friendly time where we're just going to cheer him on and just see that America, by and large, believes in the values that our country was built upon, and we're ready to stand for America first.
The pro-Trump rallies in Iowa are scheduled to begin today at 10 a.m. The Central Iowa event will be held in the state capitol grounds in Des Moines. The rally in Ottumwa will be held in the Central Park Band Shelter. Davenport Guns will host the event in Davenport, and organizers of the Council Bluffs event call it a street corner rally at the corner of 16th and Broadway in Council Bluffs, again beginning at 10 a.m. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department said yesterday a man was arrested Friday on drug charges. 36-year-old Tyler Blakely of Glenwood was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Blakely's bond was set at $2,300. The Cass County Youth Coordinator Shelby Williams says Cass County 4-H clubs invite you to attend their annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival that'll be held tomorrow. Williams said that Mardi Gras includes fun, food, and carnival-type games for kids of all ages. The event is scheduled from 2 until 4 p.m. Sunday at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Some of the activities this year include family Mardi Gras photo booth, a ring toss, dessert walk, a sponge throw, the Youth Council Mardi Gras Jail, bucket pong, a boot toss, and more. Several clubs will also be selling snacks for you to enjoy, including a walking taco stand, a cookie decorating station, and pop floats to go. The Youth Action Committee and Youth Council are sponsoring this countywide event and would like to invite all Cass County families to come out Sunday and enjoy the fun. It's intended to be a low-cost event for everyone, and Williams stresses that you don't even need to be in 4-H to attend. Admission is just 50 cents per person, and tickets cost 10 cents each. Each 4-H club will determine how many tickets to charge to play their game, and all the proceeds from the event go to the 4-H clubs, the Youth Council, and the Cass County 4-H program. Western Iowa poultry producers are invited to a meeting about a poultry processing project next Thursday, March the 9th at 6 p.m., and that'll be held at the Oakland Community Center at 614 Dr. Van Zee Road. Local farmers are working with the Golden Hills RC&D to aggregate poultry for transport to a USDA-certified processor. The project was piloted last fall, and the meeting will discuss future processing details and logistics. The group will be coordinating a group purchase of chicks ready to be processing for the same date this spring, and likely with follow-up dates after that. The birds will be picked up at two or three locations in western Iowa and transported to a USDA-inspected facility in eastern Nebraska. Kevin Ellis, poultry specialist with the National Center for Appropriate Technology, or NCAT, will also be at the meeting to answer questions about poultry production. Producers who join the project will have their birds shipped collectively to a USDA-certified processor in southeast Nebraska, saving time and money while expanding market opportunities to various wholesale and retail outlets in Iowa and other states. Live birds will be transported to the processing facility using a locally contracted hauling company. The processed birds will then be shipped by a refrigerated truck to restaurants, stores, consumers, or a cold storage facility in Harlan, depending on the producer's preferences. Funding for the project was made possible by the Local Food Promotion Program that's managed by the Agricultural Marketing Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, with matching funds from the Golden Hills RC&D. For more information on that project, you can go to www.swiffi.org, that's SWIFFI.org/poultry, or contact officials with Golden Hills RC&D. Governor Terry Branstad says he's not surprised his fellow Republicans in the legislature have been reluctant to embrace his regulatory education plans.
We knew this was going to be tough. You're going up against all of the organized special interest groups that want to protect their turf. But I'm still hopeful that we can get parts of it approved.
Actually, I should say regulatory reduction plans. Branstad's bill would have ended state licensing for barbershops, social workers, mental health counselors, and other health care professionals. was rejected by a three-member House panel. Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton suggests the move could harm the public by inviting pretenders into the state who would act as if they had legitimate training in the healthcare field. Branstad says there are too many state-licensed professions in Iowa.
These licensing boards kind of look at it as something we're there to protect the profession, not the public. And that's my concern. In some cases, we've gone into areas that I really don't think need to be licensed, and it drives up the cost and it keeps out competition.
Another proposal Branstad backed tried to change state regulations to make it easier for healthcare clinics that are for profit to set up shop near already existing Iowa hospitals and clinics. That bill failed to advance in the House as well because of opposition from Republicans. Branstad says these kinds of regulatory reforms will never be easy to get through the legislature.
Every one of these groups is organized. A lot of them have lobbyists, and they spend a lot of money. And they always sell it on the idea, well, we're going to protect the health, safety, and well-being of Iowans. But we have more licensed, regulated professions than anybody else.
Branstad made his comments during an interview with reporters from Radio Iowa and the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was wearing a red lapel pin at the time. Kentucky's Republican governor gave Branstad the pin, which featured a tiny pair of scissors. It's a symbol of the Kentucky governor's red tape reduction campaign. Legislation making its big changes to Iowa workers' compensation system is moving through the legislature despite arguments the new rules would penalize employees who work in physically demanding conditions. Committees in the House and Senate approved the bill Thursday, and it's expected to come up for votes in the full chambers soon. Opponents have been especially critical of the bill's move to cut compensation off at the age of 67 for fully disabled people, minimize late fees for employers, reduce coverage for shoulder injuries, and decrease coverage for injuries tied to a pre-existing condition. Senator Bill Dix, the Senate Majority Leader, said Republicans hope that by changing the law, they will spur more jobs and retain businesses in the state. A report called the Solar Jobs Census finds the number of people working in the solar industry in Iowa rose just over 60% in the past 2 years. Avery Palmer, spokesman for the nonprofit Solar Foundation, says Iowa had about 350 solar jobs in 2015 versus more than 560 last year. The study finds that one out of every 50 new jobs in the country last year was in the solar industry.
What we're seeing over and over is that the price of solar is going way down. Solar is becoming more and more affordable and accessible, no matter what part of the country you live in or whether you're in a small town, big city, or a rural area.
The census finds solar employment increased in 44 of the 50 states last year, growing by 25% nationwide, while Iowa's increase was 61%.
As solar becomes more and more attractive to homes and businesses and communities, companies are building more projects and they are hiring more people to do the work.
The subject of solar jobs is wide-ranging, Palmer says, and includes far more than the people who install solar arrays atop rooftops.
If you have a big solar project that's being built out somewhere in the country, you need folks to manage the project and to manage the finances and everything like that. You also need people to do sales, to do the marketing, to do the engineering.
California saw the most growth in solar jobs in 2016, followed by Massachusetts, Texas, Nevada, and Florida. Iowa ranks 41st nationally for the number of solar jobs, 38th in solar jobs per capita. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen.